It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market, one membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Welcome to Ninjas or Butterflies, episode 4. So, this is actually a really important topic. I know I say this every episode, the past 3 episodes, but this one is actually really...
It's very serious. It's even more true than the other ones.
It's very debatable, actually. So the question for this podcast is, should we be putting more plastic and garbage into the ocean? I'll let you start, Andy.
I know this is kind of a hot topic, and I know this might be controversial, but I would say no. I would say no.
And like the past previous 3 episodes, I'll say that's very interesting.
Okay.
Because for me, I think we should actually not be putting plastic and trash into the ocean more than what we're doing.
Oh, okay. I mean, okay.
Yeah. Sure. Lily?
You said we should not more than what we're doing. My answer is no, we should not be putting more plastic in the ocean. And we should stop continuing to put any plastic in the ocean.
Wow.
You just upset a lot of people.
Uh-oh.
Hot topic.
Oof.
Welcome. Intro.
Butterfly.
I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts. Ha! Ninja
Thunder! Can you pull a muscle in your throat?
Absolutely, you can.
Welcome to Ninjas Are
Butterflies.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm Josh.
I'm Andy.
And that's
Lily,
my wife.
Like the flower.
Aww.
Hey. Wait, that's towards my wife, not the flower.
Get a room.
We have a lot to talk about, and we're trying to keep it to 30 minutes. We actually got a clock running because one of our camera dies after 30 minutes. So we're kind of doing a thing.
Keeping it tight.
So to start off the podcast.
Taylor Lautner, right? That's what we're talking about?
That is one of the things we're going to talk about. Lily, who watched the previous podcast.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about farts and poop, and
welcome to all the viewers.
And I mentioned some things about Lily of her giving birth and then her farting after birth.
Yeah.
But there's some things I didn't say. She wasn't mad at me for saying them, but she just wants to add more to it. And I said, I don't want to talk about farts and poop more, but it's fair that you're here now.
Right.
So...
Are you mansplaining this situation?
Oh, I could take over from here.
Yeah, are you? Oh, wow, dude.
I'm just setting it up.
So first of all, I'm disappointed in both of you that you chose to use that episode without me to talk about farts.
It came up just
organically.
As farts do.
As farts do.
You can't. You don't know when it's going to happen.
True to its Sometimes. Nature.
Yeah. So.
I love talking about farts, so I missed that topic. And now you guys are farted out. You've out-farted the topic.
Yeah. Well, I think there's got to be like at least one episode break between each one.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But just to set the record straight, Josh, when I listened to what you guys said on the podcast about my farts after birth, I couldn't help but what I took away, if I was a new listener to this story, which, I mean, it happened to me, so I know how it went down, but you made it sound like I was intentionally farting, like some kind of armpit sniffer or something.
Okay. Like some gag, like some bit.
That's fair.
This is funny, right?
I had gotten an epidural, and I was like completely numb, like from the waist down. And the only reason I knew that it was me farting was the sound coming from me. Like I had no sense of feeling or anything. I had no idea. It was only because I could hear it. And it was so like... loud.
Yeah.
And continue, and it would hit at random times, but it was like at least 30 minutes intermittent farting.
Yeah.
And
the nurses
I've tried intermittent fasting. I've never tried intermittent farting, and I feel like that's the next route.
That's the new diet craze.
Also, I love the fact that you knew that it was you, but I also know that there had to have been a moment where it's like,
yeah,
who's farting right now?
It's like, what?
Like yeah. Nurses, you chill out. And they're like, oh, that's me now.
It was me.
And they're like, yeah, that's a Lily.
But
that's
owning it meanwhile, right? Yeah. And the good nurse is like messing with all my stuff, you know, as they do after birth. And I'm continuously farting. She's not saying anything. She's not looking at me when I'm doing it. And I kept saying, oh my gosh, like LOL. Like I'm laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, is this normal? You know, she's like, normal or whatever. No laugh from her. And so, I don't want
to. I hate it when I don't get contact after making a fart.
This is my argument to Lil, because she's like, why don't people just laugh at farts? And I said, because a lot of people find farts extremely embarrassing.
Right.
And so we did a poll on Cool Carl Instagram. And the poll was, do you find farts funny or embarrassing? And the results so far are,
out of the 50,000, which, by the way, thank you, fans. 50,000 on Instagram. 63% found it to be funny, and 37% found it to be pretty embarrassing.
That's
staggering.
It's very staggering, because there's a lot of people. Everyone farts, but there's a lot of people that are
That was 100%. I could not have come at a better time.
Was it a real fart?
No. Oh. Look at this.
Oh, my gosh.
There we go.
Are you embarrassed? Are you the 30th?
I was slightly embarrassed. Okay. Slightly. So I get it. I feel that.
For me, this topic has sent me like on an existential crisis, because I really feel like, I mean, because I've always maybe thought that people think very similar to me, like that I can find commonality with like every single person. And I always thought that farting was a topic that was universally funny, you know, like how
everyone does it. Everyone can relate to it.
Yes. And it's always funny.
Yeah. When people don't agree that farting is funny, that's why I start kind of like panicking of like, are we living in like a simulation to where like, cause you kind of feel like everyone is on the same wavelength as you. Yeah. Just like what's funny, what's not funny, what's inappropriate, what's appropriate, just basic logic.
And then you find out.
And you find out like
all lie.
Farting is terrible.
Yeah.
You've lived in this fart bubble your whole life where it was common. And
I grew
you go
up
outside the fart bubble pops and you're like, oh, there's more to this.
I don't want to talk about farts for too much longer, but I will say I grew up in my household was exactly that stat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because my dad would just fart and rip it whenever, wherever, just
everywhere. He still does, doesn't he?
And mom, I'm sorry, I'm going to say this.
Oh no.
Everyone farts, but she has been my mother for 29 years.
Mm-hmm.
Soon to be 30.
Very soon.
I've only heard her fart once in my life, because my grandma, Mazzy, as kids or just growing up, anytime we'd fart, a big old smack across the face. That's rude.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it can be rude.
Yeah.
But
fart is a cuss word in some households.
Yeah.
There's some people that are turning this off because we've said it too many times.
Oh my gosh.
But fart is actually scientifically, don't look this up because I don't know if it's true. Someone told me this. Scientifically, fart is the funniest word in the English dictionary.
I believe it,
yeah.
I also think it's very funny. That should be our slogan. First of all, don't look this up. Anything we talk on this podcast, don't look it up.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Yeah. So, my mom grew up in a household to where it's very old Irish. Nope.
Not happening.
Don't you fart ever.
No, we have no farting in this house, sir.
Do you know who farts?
The heathens.
Oh, you know who farted in the Bible? Satan himself. Lucifer.
You know sulfur, the gas? Guess what comes out of your ear?
Oh, no.
Gas.
Oh, no.
Satan himself is coming out of your
butt. I'm sorry, I didn't
butt.
Know. Yeah.
I almost said another word that the Irish used, but I didn't. So,
is that what they say in Ireland? Is it fart, you think? Or they have another word?
Tooty. A tootles.
A toot. A toot.
A toot.
A toot sounds really good in Irish.
Did you just toot?
Sorry, did you just pass gas?
She just tit.
Not sidebar. We used to live in Kansas, and we'd pass by this town, and it was like 500 people, and it was called Gas. And so the joke every single time for 4 years was, "Hey, we're passing gas."
Oh,
right. And it's like, shut up, just stop. It's not that funny, but it.
There's
I will continue to do it for the rest of my life.
A very common town known in Montana called Butte. Mm-hmm. But when I lived in Montana, I literally thought it was pronounced butt.
Yeah.
And so I would make the joke like, "I'm getting gas and butt." No one would laugh at it because it's Butte.
Yeah, yeah. That's not funny.
So that didn't, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let's hit on Taylor Lautner real quick. I just want to make this joke and then we'll move on to actually what we want to talk about, I just think, I don't know if you've heard, but Taylor Lautner is getting married to another person named Taylor.
Yes.
And she's taking his name. So Taylor Lautner is going to be married to Taylor Lautner.
Wow.
And he also used to date Taylor Swift.
Uh-oh.
I now pronounce you Taylor and Taylor Lautner.
That's amazing. I think that's great.
My brother's name is Taylor.
It's going to make everything easier.
And I think it's great because it can be used as both a boy, girl.
Did he get made fun of when he was a kid?
No.
It being a girl name?
I made fun of him.
Oh, good. Very good.
I said, "My name's Joshua, which means warrior of God. Mm-hmm. Your name is Taylor, which means you girl. Like Taylor suits, and people could confuse you as a girl."
Got it.
Or the golf brand. Well, okay, so did you know that she too, Taylor, the one that's marrying Taylor Lautner, mm-hmm. was a Edward fan?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Team Edward.
She was Team Edward.
So he's just like
so funny.
Trying to control this person, right? I mean, like converting them to Team Edward, converting them to like Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him.
Does she deserve him?
Does she deserve him?
Yeah.
Does anyone deserve Taylor Lautner? Let's be honest.
Bella does.
You ask any girl from 10 years ago, that's no.
Well, not even Bella. Renesmee, their baby daughter.
Oh.
You imprinted on my daughter?
That's the most...
It's the closest thing
in the world. The writing of that story, anytime I watch it, my face is this when I watch it. It's not cool.
No, it's not cool. You're just like, the writers are like, just don't think into it. Just don't think into it. As soon as you think into it, it's bad.
Yeah. And it's just like, I'm just thinking of like, it could be like, anyone could watch that and excuse their love for a little child. It's like, well.
No, it's a wolfy thing. It's a wolf thing. Are they a wolf?
They could be.
I just love the comic, like the comment of just like, you named her after the Loch Ness Monster. It's like this, like, that's just a bad joke.
It
was such a serious moment, but like you had to throw that in there. Some guy's like.
Speaking of the supernatural.
Segway.
Speaking of vampires and wolves.
Goblins and ghouls.
And wolves imprinting themselves on infants.
Should we take a commercial break real quick?
Yes.
Before we get into it?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I know you're going to be... No.
Okay. Actually, really hurt my head.
I'm so sorry. All right. And break.
Hey, Andy.
What's up, Josh?
Do you need to order a custom apparel order?
When do I not?
Well, guess what?
What?
Sunday Cool Tees.
No way. I've heard about this place.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Tell me about it.
So we do a lot of things. Custom apparel, water-based ink on super soft tees, but we also do hats, stickers, blah, 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 blah. Basically anything you need.
You can't do hoodies, though.
Oh, wait, you can. It's a bad example. It's a one color.
Yeah,
it's
good though.
We do amazing things here at Sunday Cool. So sundaycool.com. Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe just turn around. Yeah, that's good. Sundaycool.com. Start your order today.
Go.
Add over. Speaking of the supernatural.
Hit me with it.
The wolves. People. The vampires.
Yes. Frankenstein.
What do you think about aliens? That's a broad question.
That's a broad question.
Do you believe in aliens?
My gut says no. Just because I get the idea behind it, but if I had to choose it, I would say no. Will?
Do I believe in it? Yes, I do believe.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Why is that interesting?
I feel like we've talked about aliens, but I didn't know you like. Well,
I believe in like by your like your.
To be fair, you guys just started dating. I mean, so you guys don't really know much about it.
Well, I mean...
No, yeah, okay, yeah. So aliens in the sense of there's different beings
yeah.
But I personally, I don't believe in like the gray head men that are like,
yeah, take me to your leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe in like heavenly or spiritual creatures.
Okay.
Like the cherubim, seraphim. And my whole thing is like, the Bible doesn't mention everything about everything.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
And so like, but the things that it does mention are like cherubim and seraphim, and they're crazy looking, like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And so, but like in Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, his vision, he has these creatures were traveling in a wheel within a wheel.
Uh-huh.
And so like people have been like,
these are angelic creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, I didn't say Ezekiel today.
What?
Who was I talking about? I said another biblical E name. I did
Eli.
I did the transfiguration thing again today when I was talking to somebody else.
Oh.
Continue.
Man, my brain was going.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's like you're just driving and your wife's like, stop! Like what?
I can't believe
I forgot my water bottle at home. Are you kidding me? I was going really fast and you made me stop.
I thought we were dying.
Anyways.
The wheel within the wheel.
The wheel within the wheel. These creatures are traveling to and fro, mm-hmm. you know, in these things. And it said the rims of them were covered. It looked like eyes or they appeared as eyes. And so a lot of people have been like, that would be it, like a UFO. And like just looking at just ancient artifacts all over the world, a lot of similarities. There's hieroglyphics, things in like the Aztec Empire, the Mayan Empire of just like, looks like alien like.
Yeah, weird. You know? Different stuff.
But I think, like, could that not be also a demonic power? Mm-hmm. Like, of just like these aliens that supposedly abduct people? Could it be demonic?
Interesting. I mean, I have.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
All that to say, I've always been like, man, it would be so crazy to see a UFO.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Nuts. Because, I mean, like, if it's the definition of UFO is unidentified flying object, right? And so, like, seeing something, I mean, I remember seeing a comet for the first time at night. Like, when I'm driving, all my buddies were asleep, and I'm driving home, and I just see this great green light come down, and I just,
green.
And it's like, did you?
What?
Green.
Green.
I guess I've never seen a comet.
Oh, it was insane. And I was, like, trying to explain it to them, and I felt crazy. I felt like, I was like, no, like there's like literally a ball of green, like fire shot down right in front of me. And it was just, I can't imagine.
You think your friends thought that you were crazy for that.
Yeah.
You remember the story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lily, I've always been super fascinated with like just the spiritual realm of just like, there's things that we don't see mm-hmm. and that we don't know of.
And a lot of it is speculation and like own stories and reading and
and
like
it's
that,
so
yeah.
hard to believe someone because it's like, are you just like a crazy person? But there was a night, and
like 2 years ago,
it was like longer than that. We were just married, so 2 years ago. Shut up!
No!
Wait!
Way longer than that.
Green.
Shut up! Green? Oh my gosh.
Green.
Like 2 years ago.
So we were at our house, which is currently Andrew's house
because
he bought it from us.
It was at your house.
Yeah.
At night.
Have you not heard the story? No, I kind of told you like the synopsis of it. I didn't say that was at your house.
Yeah, I don't think I realized it was at the house I now live in.
Yep.
Yep, it was.
Awesome.
That's why we sold it.
So we're out walking our dog, Frank. Which we chose the name Frank because we want an old man name.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I forgot that my grandpa's name is Frank. And so when my grandpa asked me, he's like, your dog's name's Frank?
That's
like,
weird, right?
He's like, I don't know how if to take that as a compliment or an insult.
It's an honor.
The other day I went, Frank Hooper.
Well, that is my grandfather's name. But we call him Hoopa.
He pops around the corner. Yes.
How are you here?
Green? Oh, how do you even know that reference, Grandpa? What are you talking about? It makes no sense.
So anyways, we're out walking Frank, and I love the stars. Like, anytime I'm outside, I just like...
Love the stars.
Big fan. Remember when we had that date?
Yeah, one of our best dates was like, we climbed up on my roof and we just watched the stars for like 3 hours.
Yeah,
it's so awesome.
Yeah.
It's just the universe, man. Mm-hmm. It's so... like terrifies me and like I love it at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's like God, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Terrifying. Love him. It's like the love fear, the dude. The scared of you. Love you.
I love you, Ben. I'm scared of you. Anyways, I look up and there's this giant V like this, right? And it's just, it's going fast. Real fast and it's really big. And at this night, the full moon was out. This
How big are you talking? 100 like, yards?
Oh my, yeah. No, like took up a third of the sky.
Yeah.
Well, so you're talking, I would say good for, spatial for, reasoning. Yeah.
For like reference.
Yeah.
The, as fast as it was moving and as big as it was, I would say like 100 yards.
Yeah.
It, yeah. Maybe like, football field. Maybe like yeah. 75 yards yeah. from tip to tip.
Tip to tip.
Tip to tip. And the full moon was out, and it's almost like this thing that was moving so fast and it was silent.
Yeah.
It's like the moon reflection was reflecting off of it. And I said, what is that? And Lil looked up and she goes, what is that? What is that? What is that? And so I'm like, okay, I'm not going crazy. And it just disappeared.
Gone.
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 Well,
what?
It didn't disappear. It was flying rapidly.
But like yeah. it's almost like it got to a point
yeah.
to where like
it the was reflection, no longer visible. Yeah.
The reflection no longer like reflected off of it.
Yeah.
And it was gone.
Yeah. So it just flew away out of his eyesight.
Because yeah. like you look at a plane that's like super high or super low and like how fast it goes, and you know how fast planes go.
Yeah.
But this thing was like,
do I know this place? Yeah,
it was fast. So it, like if you walked outside and you looked at the from horizon to horizon, it probably cleared the sky in what?
Oh, so fast.
Like 4 seconds.
So fast.
Like jeez, I'm picturing in my head. That's terrifying.
No yeah. time to pull yeah, your phone out or anything.
I didn't sleep that night. I went online. I'm like, were there any like launches from like Kennedy Space Center? Cause we're pretty close to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, I got so crazy that like I went on like a UFO forum like sighting, and I'm like, this logging like V shaped, invisible but saw reflection of moon, passed at this hour. These are the coordinates, and then like no responses.
Hello, fellow searchers of the internet.
And so
you did coordinates. Yeah, we live in Eustis, Florida, behind Chili's, and you did coordinates.
Coordinates.
Great place to live, by the way. Yeah. Chili's. Fantastic.
That's literally why you guys bought the house right there with yeah. us.
That's why Andrew bought it.
Yeah, I'm glad everyone now knows where I live.
The triple dipper.
It's a now really big part of our life.
Sponsored by Chili's. We should really try to get sponsored by Chili's.
Hey, awesome. Ninjas or Butterflies, not sponsored by Chili's. But we should be.
Anyways, going back to the whole thing. So I got on this whole like, what is reality?
Yeah.
Like, because we saw the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like nothing. I couldn't look it up. Like, there's nothing.
I remember you coming in the next day.
Like, shook.
And that's all you talked about.
And that's
all
I did all
day. You said, I have to tell you something. And I said, what? And you just told me the whole story. And that's all you talked about all day. That's what we all talked about. Because it was like one of those yeah. things where you're just like, you can't not talk about it. Everything was normal up until that point.
But it's like, and you know I'm a sane person.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Relatively.
Yeah.
Lily's a sane person.
Yeah.
And like, we saw something.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so like, for the past 2 years, I've just been like, I've been like kind of obsessed with like UFO sightings and stuff. And then I got like down this deep rabbit hole of like how like the Nazi party was like, we're going there.
And we're here.
Welcome to conspiracy time. It's not really conspiracy.
No, well, it's a fun story. This is a fun story. Yeah.
Yeah. But they were like developing like UFO looking craft.
Yeah.
And like the
not like on purpose. It was like that. This is what it needs to be shaped. On purpose. This is needs to be shaped like oh like
oh yeah no yeah they were like
I'm not saying they accidentally made something. They're like
we should actually make something that like looks like alien.
That'd be fun, right?
Like really scare everyone.
But it just makes sense for it to be shaped in the way we think of when we think of UFO. Yeah. That's the shape. Yeah.
They wanted it to go like this, right? Like up and down.
Yeah, they would like they had this technology. From when they like raided all this stuff after World War II ended and they defeated the Nazis, but they burned a lot and got rid of a lot of stuff. But they like got some documents and footage and stuff of like these craft that were shaped like UFOs that had this like technology that they, the US never even dreamt of just like hovering capabilities and like silent and all that stuff. But I'm just going to do this really quick. So this general Nazi party.
What are you saying? Oh.
Again, with the brakes.
So funny.
If you notice, I haven't told my part of the story yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, please. That, 'cause that's one of my favorite parts because you were so sure of what you saw.
Okay, I don't want to.
No, you have to. Well,
everyone's going to think we're crazy now.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
No. Going back to that night, we did. We saw the same thing.
We did.
But what the funniest part of the story to me is how we translated.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Oh.
You walked away with just like this, like, I think going into it, you just have been wanting this to happen to you your entire life.
Secretly, like.
Like, looking forward to this moment. Like,
yes! It's happening! Like that?
Yeah.
It's happened!
And it happened. And because you always, I mean, that's always been a thing. Like you talk about too, like you would spend all your time growing up, like looking up at the stars. Like you would spend like whole evenings doing that. And so you've been looking for this to happen.
I want there to be
you.
More. Please, God.
I, on the other hand, have just gone through life with this expectation that it's going to happen to me.
Interesting. Yeah.
Like, and so when it happened, I was just like, that happened.
And I got so mad at you about that. I'm like, this is a bigger deal than everything.
Yeah, I remember there being a time, though, the next day where you were just like, this is what happened. This is what it looked like. And then Lily was like, it might have been it may not have been that big though. And you're like, what are you talking about? Whose side are you on?
No, I said,
don't tell anybody about this story because you're ruining it.
Well, because she like I would say, would you? No, I'm not gonna say it. Well, I'm gonna say it. Would you say that my memory is a little better than yours?
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Not back then. Now, yes.
Well, I'm just saying because I have a very good photographic memory.
Yeah.
And I saw what I saw, and like I like observed the moon, and I'm like, that would make sense of the reflection and stuff.
What did I eat for lunch on my desk 2 days ago?
Potato salad.
Nope.
It's not the full meal.
But you had potato salad.
I did. Photographed.
That's at least a B.
Yeah. But Lily's like, I'm like, I described it, and she's like, well, I mean, it was kind of like a sharp V, but it kind of just like looked like fluffy a little, like a cloud.
Dude, that
I said, dude, we both saw something.
That's not what I said, because it looked, because
it was the shape of the V.
It was in a V.
And I'm like, it's like a very wide V, and it's like, Lily's like, I think it was actually
a little bit. I said wide V.
No, I said wide V.
We're aligned. Then we're aligned. We saw the same thing.
Okay, then we did. But we didn't at the time.
2 years later, we finally come back together. it was the aliens trying to scramble her memory, bro. That's what it was. He's like, if we divide them, they'll never conquer us.
But to me, it was just so funny because you're like, I mean, you're on top of the world. Like, you've accomplished this thing in your life that you finally saw something like this. And me, yeah. I'm just like, that was crazy.
Yeah, of course.
And you're like, get on my level right
now.
Well,
yeah, but also that, but also the storytelling, because I tell a story and I was like, well, no, it's kind of like this. I'm like, dude. We both saw something. We got to get on the same page. Otherwise, people are just going to be like, yeah, okay.
But then, and so the next day, you're like, I got to tell you what happened. I saw this crazy thing. And I'm like, we had an alien encounter last night. That's how I described it.
All nonchalant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had asparagus for dinner. It was good.
So quickly going back into, we can maybe dive into another episode.
Yeah.
Because I love talking about this
stuff. If you want more of this, comment below. Let us know.
Yeah.
If not.
So. UFOs and the Nazis making this technology. Mm-hmm. The general who was in charge of weapons technology, so like integrating new technology into their weaponry.
What was his name?
Whatever. I don't
What's
ask
a good
me.
German name? You know it.
Vlastos Heisenberg.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably his name.
I'm very familiar with his work.
So he escaped and was never seen again, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, a lot of Nazi generals and stuff were escaping to Argentina. Here's the fun fact. This guy who was head of the weapons technology of the Nazi party, he escaped and supposedly went to Argentina. 1 year after the war ended, in Argentina, the spike of UFO sightings was astronomical.
Skyrocket.
Within 1 year, there was like reported 2,000 UFO sightings.
Compared to probably...
None.
None. We're assuming.
What's a UFO? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, so then there's the thing called Project Paperclip, which that could be a whole nother thing. Yeah. But that was basically after World War II, the U.S. recruited all these Nazi scientists to come over to America and improve their everything, technology, whatever. And one of the guys that they recruited was the lead rocket engineer for the Nazi party who helped build the Apollo spaceships to get to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, right? Yeah. And that didn't come out until the 90s that the U.S. did that. But 2 years after World War II ended and Project Paperclip happened, that's when the Roswell UFO accident happened, or like the crash.
Yeah.
So that was like the first
New Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first major breakthrough of like UFO sighting, the Roswell, New Mexico. And then like ever since then, it's just been like UFO sighting, UFO sighting. And so I'm thinking a lot of UFOs that we see is just government technology that obviously we don't know about, because the saying has always been like the U.S. government, the technology they possess is typically 50 years in advance of what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen, I've read some stuff, and like some people are saying that the technology that they possess is actually more likely like 100+ years advanced from ours.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I saw an interview like with Bill Clinton. He was kind of like he was pretty like forward on like recently, like
presidents don't know anything.
Like Area 51, they're just like, what's happening there? And he's like, all it is just secret. Like they're just it's weaponry, it's machines that we don't want other people to know about. So it's like it could easily be happening. And UFO just means we don't know what it is.
Yeah, and
so it doesn't mean alien. Yeah. It just means
when I said the president doesn't know anything, it's the president's. They're enemies. Limited to 8 years, and so like the overarching government of the U.S., they're not going to be like, I'm going to divulge all this stuff we got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like, you're going to be out of here in 8 years and you could be not a super person. So the presidents I don't think that they're granted the knowledge of what the overarching.
Well, it would just make sense because at one point they're going to become civilians again. So it's like,
yeah,
you know, you can't know everything, but that's really interesting. So what do you guys think you actually saw? Do you think it was an actual?
Yes. This came out pretty recently. That hasn't been fully announced yet by the U.S. government, but I pulled up an article.
Hold it up. I want to see it.
It's called the B-21 Raider.
Slick.
So it's a stealth bomber. It's a new stealth bomber that they haven't fully introduced the specs and all that stuff. But from what I've read and what people are speculating, it's basically silent, and it's, as you can see, it's huge.
When did you see this for the first time?
I saw this for the first time
it was like this week.
I saw this like a year ago.
Oh, and you never thought to mention it?
I did mention it. See, that's the whole memory thing. I said this is probably what we saw, because I watched a podcast with Joe Rogan, and he had this guy who's all into aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just talking about the government technology of like what they have and these planes that can fly from New York to LA in like 30 minutes. And it's crazy. Right. And he mentioned this plane.
Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, right.
It's
okay.
Pretty cool looking.
And so like within the past 4 weeks, they came out like, hey, we got this new thing. It's called the B-21 Raider. And we're going to be releasing the specs of it in
it's pretty cool.
2023. So I think that's what we probably saw.
That thing's pretty slick. That looks like a Batmobile in the sky.
You could have just shown me a picture of that.
Or
without
boomerang.
Any context, and I would have been like, "That's what we saw."
Oh, that's what we should have done. Yeah, that's pretty slick, though. That would be terrifying to have something that's completely quiet, though.
Yeah,
because Elon Musk, like he says, there's flying cars are possible, but it's like it's not realistic because like they're so loud.
They'd be
like, just like the Jetsons are just going on vacation. Oh, hey,
that's what that would sound like.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be really cool. You know what's interesting? Aliens, stereotypically, if you think aliens, the color of their skin, what color are they?
Stereotypically?
Yeah, stereotypically. Like when you think
green?
I don't want to say it.
Green.
Green.
It's all coming together.
Whoa.
It's all coming together. So I think you guys did probably see one. Yeah. That was probably an alien.
Are you looking at me as though I'm an alien?
Wow, she's... Oh, my goodness. What if that's it? What if she's an alien? What if that's why she's forgetting information? Because...
That's interesting. Yeah, yeah.
It's in, watch it.
What's my middle name?
Jeffrey.
Okay.
That's true. Right. That is true. And I made fun of Josh one time because his name middle name was Jeffrey, but right. then I found out he was named after, like, his grandpa.
It was my grandfather.
And then I felt bad, but still.
Named after my grandfather who died on a mission trip in Haiti.
Okay, well, sorry.
Lily did the same thing, though, a couple months ago. She knows who my family is, and she's heard the stories. And she's like, Jeffrey? She's like, that is so lame. Like, who names their kid Jeffrey? My grandfather who passed away serving a mission trip in Haiti.
Shame on you, Lil. Shame on you.
So, yeah. But
that's really fascinating. I remember how intense you were about the whole thing. It was a pretty crazy thing.
So aliens, if you want to hear more about aliens.
We know you're watching.
I have about 1,000 hours worth of knowledge. I wouldn't say knowledge. Information could be false. Probably 90% of it's false.
Yep.
But if you'd like to hear it, let us know.
Hey, we would love, the couch is open anytime. Just send us an email and we will get you on as a guest host.
Do you think angels fart?
Oof. That is a toughie. That is a tough one because that means they would have to eat.
They do.
Do angels eat?
Yeah.
Do angels have intestines?
And they ate in the Bible.
Digest the food?
Do you poop in heaven?
Golly, I hope so.
Okay, so I want to share one time I walked up and it was your kids, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Your girls were playing upstairs with the Warren girls,
mm-hmm.
all Sunday cool names. And they were having this conversation. I walked in on them having this conversation, and I think about it all the time. I love it. But it was like Demi was asking Navy, do you think God has a butt?
That's one of my favorite. No joke. Demi's told me that several times. I think it was probably after that. Yes. She told me, she's like, God doesn't have a butt, but Jesus does. Yeah. And I said, I want that on a shirt so bad. Yeah.
I mean, Jesus is God.
Yeah. Well, I'm I know that.
No, that is. That's
yeah, and that's what. And that's what I told her. I looked at her and said, "You know that, and you should know better to say that." And go to your room.
Out. Yeah,
yeah. And you're grounded.
Stop asking questions.
Or don't ask that again. Green.
Perfect.
That
was a good talk.
That was.
I learned a lot.
My palms are sweaty.
These week,
you gave a lot of information.
I was like every documentary I've seen on YouTube was like playing through my head and I couldn't say it fast enough. Like
also the pressure of that, like, what if they are real and they're listening and it's like, I'm talking trash or I'm, you know, speculating on their whole existence right now.
Aliens?
Yeah.
Come and get
us. There's probably some subconscious that's probably really scared.
Yeah.
Beep boop boop beep boop. Take me to your leader. Transmitting. Probe.
Well.
All right. Lily, Lil, I love you.
I love you too.
Lil.
Andy.
Good to have you here. Hey, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for watching Ninjas or Butterflies. If you haven't shared this podcast comedy show with one of your friends, you should. You really should.
Yeah.
It's the best around.
And follow us on all social media, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. All that stuff. We're going to put all that stuff right here. All the places you should follow.
I could have swore you were going to put it up here. Could have swore that was
there
gonna,
it is.
I was going to swore that was going to happen.
Actually, can I see that real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, got it. We're going to put it right here. Don't you love that, Andrew?
Eat it.
Okay, I love you guys.
Eat the numbers.
Oh. I took a bite out of it. Can you do that? We'll find out. Bye.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most...